What's the name of that guy?
Torba?
Torba, maybe he tweeted it. Ever.
All right. Are you sure it's the... Okay. Hey, welcome to our live stream. This is Ben the Baptist and Pastor Jonathan Shelley from Steadfast Baptist Church. And we're excited that you're joining us this evening. And we just wanted to make a live stream to kind of talk about our new documentary that was put together. Brother Ben worked on it a lot. He did a lot of the editing, and he's been the labor horse that we've ridden. And I had ended up preaching a sermon on the Sodomite Deception. I thought it was maybe a good documentary idea. And Brother Jesse Michael at our church helped us make this. And we've had a lot of people just kind of piggyback and get in this project. And we even had Pastor Bruce Mejia help us out, make some really cool intro to our film. And so I'm really excited about this live stream. And we want to make it to point you to all the places where you can find our film. So I wanted you to kick us off for a few minutes, give us some intro, your thoughts on the film, Brother Ben.
Well, we hate filthy, disgusting faggots here at this church. And so we figured that it would be profitable to make a documentary about this subject. Obviously, our world continues to get more and more disgusting and more pro-sodomite. The Bible says in Leviticus 20:13, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. So this documentary obviously is going to cover that. But also, I think what's so important about a film like this is that it exposes the deception. And it actually exposes how people are being brainwashed and what the biblical response to that ought to be. And that's why this film is so important. That's why we exhort you guys to share it with as many people as you possibly can. Because, you know, especially with our world continuing to degrade morally and drift further and further away from what the Bible says on this topic, there ought to be some people out there who are willing to stand firm on what the Word of God says. And obviously, every time you do that, you're going to receive backlash. You're going to have people who are upset by it. You're going to have people who are offended by it. But as Bible-believing Christians, we shouldn't be ashamed about what the Bible says in Leviticus 20, about what the Bible says in Leviticus 18, or 2 Peter chapter 2, or Romans chapter 1. This is what we should place our wholehearted faith in. And it's the world out there that should be ashamed for supporting these freaks. It's the world out there that should be embarrassed by the fact that they propagate this filth and this garbage that's defiling the eyes of men, women, and children out in the world today, not us. And so I really think that this documentary is going to make a positive impact. And what better time to release it than right now with First Works Baptist Church,
exactly.
Facing the persecution that it has been facing, and of course culminating in these disgusting freaks throwing a bomb into the church building and vandalizing the church building. So I'm really excited about it, just like you, Pastor Shelley, and I think it's going to do a lot of good for the cause of Christ. And you know what? If we could, quote-unquote, radicalize one person or even get one person saved as a result of this film, I think that it's going to be well worth the hard work that went into it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, you don't necessarily know what impact you're going to have.
Right.
But, you know, pretty much my goal for the film was just to provide a really reliable source of information on this topic. And, you know, I'd been to the MASA conference that they had in the summer of, I believe it was 2019. And I'd heard lots of good sermons, and I really just kind of took like the 30,000 foot view and really thought about that topic and a lot of the sermons that I'd heard. And I just felt like, you know, this is just a big deception, because anybody that looks at this from a historical perspective, or they look at it from a statistical perspective, or they look at it from a scriptural perspective, they're going to see that Americans have radically changed their viewpoints on this issue. Mm-hmm. And so what's really important is to just go ahead and lay out all the facts, lay out the truth, and then let people decide for themselves. But, you know, the goal of the film is just to show how people have been truly deceived. I think, mm-hmm. you know, that's the really one big thing I want people to understand, is that, you know, our culture and our society has changed on this, you know, viewpoint so much to the point that it's almost unrecognizable, our country. When you look at our history and you look at what people say, yeah. I mean, did you find any, like, quotes or anything? Like, when we're doing the research, okay, was there anything that kind of just struck you, you know, as you're going through and you're thinking about it, either from any of the people that we quoted or any of the laws, or, like, was there anything to you that you just felt like, wow, I didn't know that?
I think for me what was surprising was the 1960s. We put a clip in there from a news report that I believe was circa 1967 or something like that, where this guy from CBS just openly states, this is a news reporter for CBS, openly states that, you know, Americans are totally opposed to the sodomites. That was one aspect of the film that I found to be sort of surprising. But for me, the number one thing is just the laws.
Wasn't that in the trailer?
It
are
was.
You talking about? Yeah, that's awesome.
That guy, yeah.
I had never seen that before either until you put it in the film, and yeah. I was just thinking,
like, wow.
And this guy's just calling it as
most
it is.
Americans are disgusted by fags or something like that is what he said.
Yeah, we should play the trailer for everybody.
We should.
And
are we live on the correct video, or what's going on?
We had a few technical difficulties, okay. But we'll have to excuse. If you restart Restream, then basically what happens is it kills your event if you don't attach to it again. So we, like, our actual event that you promoted was only 10 or 20 seconds.
Oh, wonderful.
So we just started a new one. We retitled it. So if you're joining in, sorry about the technical difficulties, but we're glad that you're here. And we're going to actually show a few things here. I want to show maybe our website, and we can show our documentary here. Let's play it. Do you want to see if you can bring up our screen for us, Brother Jacob? Let me know when it's live. Just give me a thumbs up or something. Okay. Can you kill that? Or? Bear with us for just a second, folks. We're going to make sure we try to get this in here really good. If you have any questions for us, drop them in the chat. We'd like to basically talk about them. And I know this is round table. This is a rectangular table. But, you know, hey, don't get too technical here on me.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, I want to also say this. We are definitely wanting to support Pastor Bruce Mejia at First Works Baptist Church. And, you know, his church is going through a really hard time. And it seems like maybe God's orchestrating a lot of this to be kind of on the same timeline, because it's interesting that our film is coming out, and Pastor Mejia is helping us with this, and, you know, he's getting just attacked hardcore by these sodomite, filthy perverters of the flesh. And so, okay, looks like they got our film up here. Let's go ahead and see if we can show some trailer stuff here. If you want to check out a trailer or a film, especially in the future now, you can go to sodomitedeception.com. And right there in the front, we have our trailer. Let's see if we can play this thing. Let's see if you can hear it, guys. Let me know.
They think they're moral, they think they're godly, and God looks at them and says, you're think about America. But you know what? A lot of you in this room today are deceived. You know what? You're deceived by the sodomites. What does the Bible say, my friend? But you've been deceived tonight. You've been lied to. You don't even know what the Bible says anymore. And if you think that a faggot is normal, you're deceived. Time to rip some face. Where are all these Baptists standing up and saying these freaks and go back to hell? Go back to the closet. Put a bull in your head. Why aren't they saying it? It's time to rip this faggot, transvestite, and disgusting dog. No homos will ever be allowed on this earth as long as I'm the pastor here. Never!
Is all the Lord perfect or is it not? It's perfect. And what did he say? Put them to death.
You know, people say, like, aren't you sad that this is sodomites? Like, here's the problem with that. It's like the equivalent of asking me, you know, what if you ask me, hey, are you sad that 50 pedophiles were killed today? No, I think that's great. I think that helps society. You know, I think Orlando, Florida is a little safer tonight. Now that 50, you know, the tragedy is that more of them didn't die. I mean, the tragedy is that
bring us back up, Jacob, if you don't mind. Sorry about any audio issues there a little bit. We tried to play it on the computer, but I think we didn't have the audio running through the machine. We had to play it through our mic, but the audio sounds great if you go ahead and watch our trailer. So you can always go to sodomitedeception.com. You can check it out. The film audio is epic, so it's going to be really good, and it's a really good job. We're trying to do this live stream by the seat of our pants, so but yeah. Hey, you know, sometimes you live, and you know, the crappy quality you'll forget about tomorrow. You won't even remember that we had this crappy audio for the live stream. So, because the film is going to blow your socks off. And,
right.
And I'm really excited about it. And I'm really excited about, you know, making an impact with the truth. Because even if our documentary wasn't that great, the truth is what carries us all the way through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think for a lot of people out there, you might have a friend, a family member, somebody that you know who you want to wake them up. And a documentary, I think, is the perfect medium for you to achieve that, because they're going to get information. They're going to get the history. And I brought this up earlier, but this country used to have laws that were actually based on the Word of God, in which they cited Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. They cited Romans chapter 1 and put these freaks to death in our history, in America. And so this documentary outlines that. It shows you the history. It shows you how it lines up with the Bible. But then it also shows you how there's been a downturn, how things have changed. And the change wasn't us. The change was society. So very profitable with respect to that. But definitely, if you have friends or family who are blinded by this issue, share the documentary with them. At least give them a chance to hear our side of the story, to hear the Bible side of the story. Because ultimately, we stand on the Word of God. And you brought up earlier what's going on with First Works. I think we're going to see the residual effects from that as people search for First Works Baptist Church, which always happens when one of our pastors or churches associated with the new IFB receives backlash for actually preaching what the Bible says about the filthy, disgusting faggots. is that people inevitably will search for the pastor associated with that church, will search for the sermons and watch them, and even if it's just for out of morbid curiosity, and then they end up looking at other people's or other pastors' content that they're associated with. And I think what's going to happen is people are going to find themselves watching the Sodomite Deception as a result, and it's going to wake some people up.
Now, just so people understand, we're not going to be airing the film on the channel that we're on right now. We're just doing a live stream discussion, and the purpose is really just to kind of point you to the right direction. I just attached to our description of this video the link where you can go to the actual site or the YouTube channel that's going to be premiering the show live tonight. It's at 10 p.m., and so we're getting close. We're only like 40 minutes away.
40 minutes away,
and
10 p.m.
I'm really excited
time.
About this. Now, I'll say this. I cannot guarantee to you that it's going to stay up for more than 1 second, okay? So it might even get canceled before we even premiere. So, you know, you can download the thing, obviously, and share it and do whatever you want, but it will be going to our website. And I will say this, I'm also doing it on Rumble. So I'm going to put the Rumble in there too, but you can check it out on YouTube for sure. I'm going to put the Rumble link. It should be airing at the same time on Rumble. So just in case it goes down, you can check it out there. I'm going to be putting it on our website, hopefully pretty much midnight tonight, so you can check it out there via Rumble. But again, you know, even if Rumble takes us down or any of this, we'll put it on the site. So the site is going to be, you know, your focal point that you can always go to. Because unfortunately, the censorship is just getting, it's uncontrollable at this point, it seems like. Mm-hmm. And we've heard things like Jack Dorsey, who was exposed by, what's that guy, Veritas. What's the guy?
James O'Keefe.
James O'Keefe, he's like exposing some videos from insiders. And he's saying, we're coming after more accounts, and we're cracking down on conservatives. And, you know, honestly, they're just shooting themselves in the foot. Because if they ban every conservative, then people are going to create other alternative platforms and these other mediums to get the truth out there. And so, you know, we're going to keep, you know, just eking out the truth in every way that we possibly can. And I'm really excited about being able to have a website that people can go to. And, you know, the site's real basic, but the goal of the website is to provide even way more information, provide all the articles that we had in our research, to provide sermons, to provide other documentaries. You know, one of my favorite documentaries that Pastor Anderson put together was AIDS, Judgment of God. It was so simple.
What a title.
But the thing is, he put that clip, a huge clip, or maybe the whole film, of this 1960s documentary put out by the L.A. Police Department called Boys Beware.
Boys Beware.
And we even put a few snippets from that into our film. Mm-hmm. But watching the whole thing, it was really incredible to see how the secular world was just basically preaching like the new IFB on this doctrine mm-hmm. just 40, 50 years ago. And how everybody calls us crazy, we're in this cult, and you know, we believe something no one's ever believed. And it's like, if you watch our film, you can never say that again.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this has been the majority position in America, to quote Brian Fisher from the film, mm-hmm. for hundreds of years. And really, that was the moral position, as he puts it, for everybody in America. You know, when you were, you know, a teenager going to high school, if someone came up to you and said, everyone in America for hundreds of years thought homos should be put to death, would you have believed that, do you think?
No, I wouldn't, because it's not taught in school. And the thing is, people will gaslight you on this subject, okay? And you can't let them do it. They're going to gaslight you. They're going to make you think, like, you're the freak or that you're the weirdo or that, you know, you should be ashamed of your worldview or anything like that. They're the ones who'd be ashamed, like I said earlier. And they're the ones who are abnormal. It's abnormal to be a fag hag. And
right.
We need to start saying that. It's abnormal to advocate for these freaks, for these pedophiles, for these predators. It's not normal. What's normal is to say, put them to death. And it's been normal for a large swath of American history. But no, I would not have believed that. And it's because it's not being taught in school. In fact, the opposite is being taught in school. The kids who are going to the public school system today are being told that they're so loving and kind and tolerant. And think about this. What group do you know of where you literally have to brainwash people into sympathizing with them?
Obviously, it's a gaslit agenda, because anybody that's been paying attention or, you know, here's the thing that's crazy to me, okay, with the gaslighting and the kind of the brainwashing, is people that are 50 or older, they went through all of it. Like, they actually were there when everybody felt that way and knew that. And they've seen everything change over time. And what's crazy to me is how they will sometimes, you know, say the same things or act like you guys are teaching something new. And then you'll ask them about it, like, oh, yeah, there was all these guys preaching that when, you know, I was young, like your age. And I'm thinking, like, both of those can't be true. Mm-hmm. Like, either everyone thought that and it was normal, or, you know, basically you've changed. And really, obviously, they think that we're crazy or we're teaching something new. But then when you kind of just slow them down and you just kind of sit and go over the facts, it's kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. And I would say this, though. With all the crazy stuff that's happened in last year, with, you know, the Trump drama and with Biden and everything like that, there's been people in my personal life that have kind of thought that, like, I'm really crazy or really fringe or whatever. And I've noticed just in talking to them, they like start like saying the same things that I've been saying and acting like it's something they came up with, mm-hmm, or something. Mm-hmm. It's like their idea. And it's like, I don't care about getting credit, but I do find it interesting that they're kind of like warming up to these things. Mm-hmm. And do you think because of 2020 being so crazy that people are going to start kind of being like, wow, these guys are actually, you know, a little bit more normal, or this makes a little more sense, or what are your thoughts on that?
The answer is yes. I do think people are paying attention to what's going on and has been going over the last year, and they're starting to think, you know what, maybe these Christians are actually making a decent point. Maybe they're not the crazy ones like the fake news media says. And the reality is, we're not, okay? The people who are crazy are those who support the fags, those who support the sodomites. And something that I think is sort of encouraging, my in-laws, who are not at all fundamental Baptists whatsoever, they found out about what happened at First Works, and they messaged my wife, and they said, hey, you know, we support you guys. We think that was wrong, that they bombed that church, and we understand now why you hate fags, and we understand why you make the claim that they hate God. You know, so it's finally clicked with them. So I think, you know, all things work together for good to them that love God. And one thing also I wanted to mention real quickly, too, that I love so much about this project is we're circumventing the censorship of big tech. You know, they want to try and eliminate our perspective from their platform because these people are a bunch of spineless cowards who know inherently that if they did propagate a free marketplace of ideas, that their worldview would be debunked instantly. And so they have to ban us. They have to censor us to keep the truth from being disseminated on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. But what we've done is we've created our own website. We've said, all right, fine. You don't want us on YouTube. You don't want us on Facebook. Go to thesodomitedeception.com where you can't touch us, okay? Go to thesodomitedeception.com where you can watch our movie and you don't have to worry about it getting taken down for hate speech. Oh, hate speech. You don't have to worry about that. You can go to the URL. You could watch it at any time if, for whatever reason, it gets banned. And I just want to keep pushing this right now, Pastor Shelley, because obviously that's the main purpose of this stream. If you want to get involved in the fight, there's a war going on right now.
That's right.
There's a war going on right now over this issue, and if you want to get involved in this fight, you share the URL with everyone you know. You share the Sodomite Deception on your Facebook, on your Twitter, on your Instagram. Get as many eyeballs on this as possible and fight back against the deception and fight back against the God-haters of this world.
Hey, I think that's great. And again, if you're just tuning in with us, you know, this live stream is to point you to where you can watch the film 2 hours earlier. It's going to be on another YouTube channel, and I put the description down below in this video. So if you go to our description, there's a link down there where you can watch the new film via YouTube. There's another channel. It's called John Baptist. Yeah, I like that it's his like last name is Baptist, right? It's not the Methodist. And there's also a Rumble option just in case. And again, of course, we're going to put on our website, sodomitedeception.com. But I wanted to see, can you guys pull up my screen again and give me a thumbs up? I wanted to plug something else real quick. Let me know when you got it. Cool. This is First Works Baptist Church website. This is Pastor Bruce Mejia's website. And man, I have to tell you something. This site's pretty awesome looking.
It is. It looks pretty
He kind of puts the rest of us to shame here.
Yeah.
You know, Pastor Mejia is a great guy. He's really creative. And I'm really glad he helped us with our film. But if you want to support Pastor Mejia, you know, you need to come to the site, fwbcla.org, and, you know, maybe donate or, you know, send them an encouragement via email, or just go subscribe to all their stuff. Check on their Facebook, go to their Twitter, go to their YouTube, go to their Instagram, you know, like their posts, you know, share their posts, talk about it. You know, we got a little bit of momentum here where we can, you know, talk about how these sodomites, these fags have bombed this church, and let's turn it into something good. You know, Romans chapter number 8, verse 28 says that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. And so while we may look at this as a sad thing or a frustrating thing, you know what, God can still use it for good. And fortunately, no one was hurt. You know, praise the Lord that God has protected his people thus far, and you know, people are standing strong, and we can use this momentum to reach people. You know, reach people with the gospel, reach people with the truth, try to show them what these sodomites are really like, because they love to show on the news media all these how much we love you posters, but at the same time, so they bomb your church, yeah. You know. And if you go to this website, I mean, it's awesome. He's got music on here. He's got all kinds of sermon links. He's got his church times. You know, support Pastor Mejia. Go to this church. If you live in California, if you live in anywhere near L.A. or in that L.A. area, you need to go to get to his church. But let's bring back up the video, if you don't mind. Bring back up us a little bit. But what you need to do is you need to support Pastor Bruce Mejia. And, you know, we're really excited. You know, one thing that we did to try and get this out here, because we're kind of going old school advertisement, and we're getting two billboards in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and it's going to have the URL out there, the sodomitedeception.com. And so I'm hoping that we reach some people, you know, just via old school billboards. Right. What do you think about that?
Well, I think people are going to drive by, or maybe on their way to work every day. They take that route that the billboard is on, that specific highway, every day to go to work, and they're going to see the billboard, and probably the first time they drive by it, they're going to go, sodomite deception, not sure what that is. Interesting. Second time, there it is again. Interesting. Third time, they might say, you know what, let me look this up. Let's go to the sodomite deception URL and see what this thing is all about, and perhaps end up watching our movie, right? So that's how things like this work, is you want to at least get their attention. And then once you do that, that's where they're either going to accept it or reject it, right? But we want to at least give them a chance to see this and again, see a perspective that's being censored right now, a perspective that is antithetical to everything being pushed by our society today. And look, we are outnumbered, obviously, but the men of God have always been outnumbered throughout Scripture. They, on their side, they have the multinational corporations. They have the entertainment industry. They have the education system. They have Satan himself, okay? But that's not going to deter us because, you know what? If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm not discouraged at all by what's going on. I'm actually excited. You know, and you know, when we go through things like this, for me personally, it makes me want to read my Bible a little bit more. It makes me want to go soul winning a little bit more. It makes me want to focus on the things of God a little bit more. It fires me. It backfires on the enemy because it gets us even, it makes us even more zealous. And I'm ready to fight. And like I said earlier, if you want to get involved in this fight, share the movie.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir. You know, I think that for me, when you're in reading the Bible too, it does this. It makes you feel like you're really living the Bible.
It makes you feel like you're living the Bible.
You know, you read verses where it talks about persecution. It talks about tribulation. And you know, it's got to be hard for the liberal Christian out there because they read these verses, yet they don't seem to have much tribulation. But then when your church is bombed by sodomites, you know, those verses start coming to life about I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
Amen.
You know, some people take it for granted that they just walk into church on Sunday morning and it's pretty breezy, it's pretty easy. But when you're being protested by hundreds of sodomites, they were going to do a drag queen contest outside his church this Sunday.
Disgusting.
But you know what?
Freak.
God shut it down.
Yeah.
So praise the Lord that,
praise
you know,
God that
that's filth is going to be going out there. But again, if you're just joining us, the film's about to be released. I mean, we got 30 minutes and it's going on YouTube, you know, and YouTube... hopefully they're asleep at the wheel right now and it's going to stay up for a while. But if you want to check it out, there's a link in the description of this live stream. We're not going to be airing it on this live stream, but if you want to go to that channel, it's John Baptist. You probably couldn't find it by searching, so you probably need to click on the link. There's also a Rumble link that you can check out. And so I'm really excited. I wanted to show a picture of our billboard, but they're saying every time I go to the computer, the audio like really sucks. Sorry about that. We'll try to work on some of these issues in the future. But because, you know, maybe we have a podcast. What do you think?
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. Now, you guys in the comments, you need to give me some questions. If you have any questions or you want to ask us something, put it in there. Tell me, what is some of your favorite, I don't want to give any spoils away, but I was going to say, give me just a big picture, something that was your favorite part of the film. Like, what's something kind of a big picture you think you could share, it's not too much of a spoiler, that you really liked in the film? I'll share mine first, just to give you an idea, right? My favorite part of the film, and I'll be honest, is the credits, okay? And you would say, the credits? What are you talking about? Well, obviously we have people's names in there that supported the film, but it was also a great opportunity to put some of the breast preaching and some of just some cool clips put in there. And so watch all the credits and really enjoy. It's kind of a fun part of the film. And then we got a gospel presentation after that. But I really like how the credits turned out. You know, it was an opportunity to put some of the best preaching that didn't really fit in the film, just kind of slap it in there. And you even got a new clip in there from Pastor Mejia with the news media attacking him. And so this film is fresh. I mean, this thing is like hot off the press. You know, it's following right on the heels of what's happening right now in our culture. And so I'm really excited. What was something that you really like?
I would say, and without giving too much away, I would say the fag bashing, okay? The fag bashing, but specifically in response to a particular person. I'm not going to give too much detail, but we bring up a particular false teacher who is soft on the sodomites. And then Pastor Anderson comes in like a freight train and eviscerates him. That's my favorite part of the whole movie. And you guys will know what I'm talking about when you watch it. But that coupled with the soundtrack, for me, when I'm working on films, I want the soundtrack to be really, really good. And so I think that the soundtrack of this film, and you guys will probably, you may notice this when you watch it, I think it makes it more exciting because it's epic and it enhances the preaching. It makes the preaching seem even more epic. But overall, I would say there's a specific part of this movie where we show a fag hag, when we show a false teacher saying something completely ridiculous about how we ought to treat the homosexual community, and then Pastor Anderson totally dismantles him and destroys him right after. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. That's my favorite part. I do have to say the credits were really good too. I enjoyed putting that together. But yeah, I mean, I think the preaching is what carries the movie. The preaching is what carries the movie. Obviously, we cover the deception. We talk about what the world says about these people. We debunk it subsequently. But the preaching, especially toward the end, and I don't want to give anything away. I'm trying to be careful here with spoilers, but you guys, I think, are going to really enjoy the preaching. That's the strength of this film, is these pastors that are in it who are willing to absolutely rip some face. It's fire, folks. It is fire.
Well, I just feel blessed that I have so many like-minded friends. And you know, Pastor Anderson carries a lot of the film with a lot of his preaching because he's just had so many years of just, like, great, hard preaching on this subject. And so we just kind of took some of the best snippets, and it really fit together well with the narrative that we're preaching.
You won't say this about yourself, but I'll say it for you. And Pastor Shelley tears it up in this movie, okay? You need to, folks, watch the film to hear Pastor Shelley's, but he does a great job as well. Let's just say that he makes it clear where he stands, all right? And that's something that
That's important for all pastors to do. You know, it's sad that people won't actually take a stand on what they believe. You know, one thing that I saw this morning, Brother Matthew Stuckey had shared an article or link. There's something called the Hamilton Square Baptist Church Riot. Hamilton Square Baptist Church Riot. It was in San Francisco. It was September 19th, 1993. Mm-hmm. And listen to this. You can go find on the website. You can just Google it. It'll pop up. It's like one of the top results. But listen to what they said. It says the Hamilton Square Baptist Church Riot in San Francisco, on the date of September 19th, 1993, in which an angry group of male homosexuals and lesbians vandalized church property, assaulted church members, terrorized church congregants, screamed profanity, threw rocks, harassed and scared children, and disrupted a church service. During the riot, the rioters pounded on the church doors and attempted to kick them down. When the rioters saw church children standing in the lobby, they shouted, "We want your children. Give us your children." That's what this article is saying.
Disgusting.
And you know, we say, oh, these sodomites, they're dangerous, they're predators, and they're pedophiles. They want your children. This article is saying that's literally what they were saying. They're banging up their... This makes me think of Genesis 19.
It's
uncanny.
Yeah.
Yet, why is the news media not saying, oh, these sodomites protesting church, it's just like this one, and it's just like this one, and it's just like the Bible said. You know, they won't report the truth today, mm-hmm. and they make it seem like they're justified in even rioting against us. Mm-hmm. You know, if the news media was there, I'm sure the Sodom, you know, news channel, the local Sodom news channel was out there like, oh, these, you know, these mean angels. They won't come out and meet
the new.
They're so, you know, Lot's just hiding all these new guests coming into his house. He's so hateful. He's such a judge.
He just wanted to know him.
He just wants to, he's a sojourner. He's coming here to judge us and tell us, you know, we should knock down his door. And it's like history just repeats itself over and over. It's truly amazing how the Bible says there's no new thing under the sun. Is there anything where it maybe has said, see, this is new. It hath been already of old time, which was before us, is how the Bible says. So, you know, these sodomites, it's crystal clear where they are. This wasn't even in our film. I wish it was.
I wish it was.
This is great. You know, check out Hamilton Square Baptist Church. Now, I watched the video on it, and this is what was sad, though. Okay, I watched the video, and they went to basically City Hall or their council meeting or something, and they were going to present, like, you know, their case before local magistrates or something. And there was 300 Baptist pastors that came and supported them. 300 in San Francisco. You know, what's sad is that we're not that far removed from 1993. Where's the 300 Baptists standing with Pastor Mejia?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that makes my blood boil when I think about the lack of support for a guy. He just had a bunch of faggots bomb his church building. I mean... It shouldn't be, like, you shouldn't have to think about, oh, should I come out in support of him or not? It should be automatic. You shouldn't have to think about it. Just automatic, I support him. It's like, we're sitting here saying, look, folks, 1 + 1 = 2. Can you agree with us that 1 + 1 = 2? Can the old IFB, please, in the El Monte area or anywhere, just come out and say, we agree with Pastor Mejia that 1 + 1 = 2. That's all we're asking for. It's not that hard. You don't have to be post-trib pre-wrath if you don't want to be. You don't have to be... anti-Zionist, just at least admit that 1 + 1 = 2. At least admit that these sodomites are disgusting freak predator pedophiles that should be put to death. What's so hard about it? At least come out and say, hey, Pastor Mejia, we stand with you. Give him a phone call, something. It's like, it shouldn't be that hard to do that. But we live in a time where people would rather be a bunch of spineless little sniveling cowards and side with the most despicable, repulsive freaks on the face of the planet. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I just want to read this real quick. It says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. And that describes what you just read right there. These people are without natural affection. And my question is, as a church member, you know, Who's gonna stand up and say it? Who's gonna stand up and proclaim this and thunder it forth unapologetically and not go back a few years later and go, I'm sorry, I apologize, I didn't mean those words. You know, Jeff Owens, I didn't mean those words. I'm sorry. Here's our apology. Go to hell. That's our apology. Okay, here's our apology. Every single sodomite should be stoned to death. All right, that's our apology.
My apology is this, that I haven't been preaching this more, that I haven't preached on it for longer parts of my life. I'm sorry I haven't been preaching its faggots enough. You know, that would be my apology. But if you're just tuning in, again, you can refresh your page, or if you've been on the page, I've updated the description on this this video a couple different times, and it's got the link to the new YouTube channel that is going to air this film. Additionally, there's a Rumble link, so if you want to check the Rumble just in case it goes down. And then additionally, someone posted, and this is a good idea, I posted the link to the Hamilton Square Baptist Church article that I just read a little bit from. So if you want to read it or look it up, it's put there in the description. You might have to refresh the page just to see that update on the description. But I'm really excited about this film being released. You know, it better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, right?
I've watched it probably 600 times. And you know what? This live stream is making me want to watch it 601 times.
That's right. Hey, I like that attitude. I like this. I like watching it when everybody else is, so you can kind of see the reaction.
See the reactions.
You can,
see, yeah.
You can kind of see how everybody else, you know, feels, you know, about the film. See,
and folks, make sure when we go ahead and when the premiere starts, get in the live chat, talk about it. If you like the movie, let us know. If you don't like it, just keep your mouth shut. But I'm just kidding. But seriously, you know, go in there, talk, you know, fellowship in the chat, whatever you want to call it. Talk amongst each other. Give us your feedback as you're watching the movie. That's what I like about these premieres, is you could give instant, you get instantaneous feedback.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's valuable.
Now, another thing people are interested about sharing the film, we're going to make DVDs for sure, and we're going to have some at our church, but one thing that Pastor Mejia has been doing, and I really like this idea, is he's using QR codes to share, like, the URLs to different things. And so I'm planning, we'll make, like, stickers that'll have the QR code that goes straight to our website.
And, so and then they can basically,
yeah, hey, great minds think alike. And, you know, he has a great idea. But additionally, you know, you can make your own cards. We'll make cards and stuff too, and we'll have other ways. But look, you can print this thing, make copies of this, share this. I don't care how you use it. You can chop it up and just basically upload 1 second, 200 times. You know, I don't even care how you share this film. Share all of it. Share any of it. You know, if you only like one section of the film, chop that out and share that part. Mm-hmm. You know, but again, we're really excited about releasing this and finally getting it out there. And it took a lot of effort. You know, our first iteration of the film, you know, I don't think it was as good as how we got to now. I feel like we did a lot of good improvements. And, you know, documentaries like this, they take a lot of effort. They take a lot of energy. You know, we've got a lot of new ideas for some other stuff to make out there. But it's hard to share this this information. But the more you guys share it, the more it makes us want to make even more. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. you know, and again, if you want to, you know, support the film, share it as much as you possibly can and support Pastor Mejia. You know, I think that's the two biggest things that you can do. And, you know, stand with the man of God, encourage his people to go out there. And look, some of these people have been severely attacked. I mean, they're calling their work, they're calling their schools, they're trying to harass them. I mean, the persecution's real. And it's easy to kind of look from afar and be like, oh, yeah, I would take a hard stand. But it's actually very difficult to take a stand when it's your family, when it's your work, when, you know, it's you got to put food on the table. And, you know, people have been hit hard with the COVID crisis, you know, potentially. And maybe they've been impacted financially. But you know what? God will supply all of your needs. And so the Bible says he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor is he begging bread.
I was about to say that myself.
And so I'd rather, and look, at the end of the day, I'd rather be dirt poor and standing on the word of God and standing for the truth than have all the riches in the world and hiding under a blanket, you know, and letting these sodomites come and just, you know, take over my house and take over my country and take over my church. You know, the one thing that has been great throughout this coronavirus is our church. Mm-hmm. I mean, how would you say the last year of our church or so has been, you know, better, worse, or the same during COVID?
I would say that the world is on a bobsled to hell, but our church has been just on fire over the last year.
I mean,
as a result.
Yeah, the people are great.
Yeah.
And look, if I didn't have church, I would be going insane.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally see this guy going up in Congress saying, amen and a woman. You go into stores and people are just freaking out about everything. Everybody's panicked. Everybody, you know, everything's upside down. Evil is good. Good is evil.
Yeah,
Biden's our president. Kamala is the vice president. I mean, the big tech companies are censoring everything. I mean, everything is insane. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that keeps me sane is church.
Because it's with normal people.
Look, you need to get into church.
Yeah.
You know, I would normally not say move to California, but here's the thing. Move to L.A. and go to Pastor Mejia's church. Or if you can't go there, go to a good church. You know, there's nothing like a church. I would rather have the crappiest house and have the crappiest job and have a good church.
Yeah, I agree.
To me, you know, you can't replace a good church. There's nothing like it. And the fellowship, you know, if you've been to Pastor Mejia's church, you've been to Pastor Anderson's church, Verity Baptist Church, Vancouver, Washington, with Pastor Aaron Thompson, Pastor David Berzins in Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, you need to look these guys up. You need to get plugged in. You need to go to their churches. You know, we got a church in Houston, Pure Words Baptist Church. We got a church in Oklahoma City, and great people there. Brother Tanner Furr has been leading that for us, and he's doing a great job. We got Brother Nick Gomez there in Pure Words helping things. And look, it's time to get into church. It's time to show up. It's time to not forsake the assembling of yourselves. You know, I love these documentaries. I love that we can share them online. But you know where's the best place to hear preaching? In church.
In church. Yeah. Ultimately, if you want to get in the fight, if there's no better way to do that than to go to a church. But don't just show up. Get plugged in. Get plugged in. Go out soul winning. Hey, if you want less faggots in this world, go soul winning. Because guess what? If they get saved, they get the Holy Spirit inside them, it then becomes impossible for them to be turned over to a reprobate mind and become a filthy, disgusting pedophile. It then becomes impossible for them to be a sodomite. So, I definitely agree with that. And it's a message that we can't forget. Get involved in the spiritual fight today. There is no political solution because they just rigged the elections anyway. A lot of people have figured that out.
Look, I thought it was fake for a while, but now it's like super confirmed.
Yeah.
Now, we're under sub 10 minutes. I mean, we're less than 10 minutes away,
folks.
10 minutes away. And again, it's not going to be on this channel. So there's 185 people watching right now. All of you in like 10 minutes need to go to the beginning. And look, you don't want to miss the beginning.
Watch the beginning.
The beginning is epic. You want to be there early. So even if you cut out our live stream 1 or 2 minutes early, I mean, stick with us for that. But watch the beginning of this film. It's epic. You're gonna love it, I believe. You know, and I really liked it. I really liked the film. And, you know, I've watched it several times, and it still is something that I enjoy, which I think says a lot because, you know, for a lot of documentaries, it's probably hard to watch it over and over again. Mm-hmm. But this one has a lot of interesting things. It's a lot of information. I think you could watch it multiple times and still get new things just because it's just so much information and so many different viewpoints that are being expressed. What do you think?
Yeah, I think every second is packed with information. We packed a lot of content in just under 2 hours. So there's definitely a lot there. But if you're looking for something that's not only going to give you the facts, right? We look at statistics. We prove beyond any shadow of a doubt statistically that these people are pedophiles and that they hate children, but also scripturally. Because, you know, obviously we back everything up with what the Word of God says. And so you're going to get all angles, many different facets to this issue, statistically, culturally, historically, and biblically. And that's why I think it's so important for people, not just who already agree with us, but again, you want to get involved in this fight, share it with people who haven't picked the side yet, right? Share it with people who don't know about the new IFB. Share it with people who need to be, shaken out of their trance, in a sense. Because I think this film is going to have the potential to make them wake up and take the red pill.
I agree. We're getting so close. Any last thoughts you really want to make here?
Well, a question, the link to the premiere that's in the description of this.
Yeah, if you've been watching for a while, you might have to refresh your page. But down below in this live stream, there is a link.
Do you want to put it in the chat?
Yeah, I'll put it in the chat too. Yeah. But if you go to the link down below, you can check out. The film is going to be broadcast on another YouTube channel, and we wanted to have this live stream so you can check it out. I'm going to put it in the chat. It's in the description. You know, you need to get over there. We're really close. We've got a few minutes left. And so hopefully we'll empty this out and we'll fill up the other. It premieres in 6 minutes. So we're really close. If for some reason it doesn't make it all the way through or it goes down, you can check out the Rumble link. So you might want to save that. But even if you don't remember the Rumble link, at midnight we're going to update our website with the Rumble link. And I think the Rumble thing's going to last a little while. But even if it doesn't, I'll re-upload it. There's no way it's not going to be up, you know, for very long. At minimum, it would just be me redoing something or putting another link out there. But if not, I'll even probably put extra links, just all the places that we're putting up. We're putting this thing on BitChute, on Brighteon, on YouTube. It's the Trump. Huge. It's huge.
That's a weird name.
And we're putting just anything and everything. We're going to put it up there. I'm hoping maybe one thing we could do is we could just chop up some like, you know, PG content and just little clips and put them on like Facebook and YouTube and other things and kind of link to our website and stuff. But again, eventually YouTube and stuff is going to shut it down. They're probably going to say like you can't link to this website anymore or whatever. But I think we just make as big an impact as quick as possible. You know, we share this information, you know, share it, tweet it, you know, Instagram it. I don't know what else there is. Blog it, Reddit,
Gab it.
What else is there? Parlor is gone. Well,
what about email?
It.
Old school email.
Email
MySpace it.
Download it. Copy it. Memorize it.
Fax it.
Hey, memorize it.
Memorize. I mean, I'm pretty close.
Pretty close to memorizing.
Memorized it pretty much.
You know, make a shirt out of it. You know, And maybe we'll make some shirts and we get the QR code on the back. Because I was thinking, like, you could sodomite deception, have the QR, so if someone's walking by and be like, hey, just take a picture of my QR, right. And then, like, bam!
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to get this out there. We want to get the truth out there. And for any of you to say, oh, I can't believe you preach against these sodomites, or why are you preaching against them, listen to the morning sermon. Because I tried to make a pretty good case of why it's important to preach against the sodomites. We have a few minutes left. Give me a quick thought. What's the most compelling reason to you? Why preach against the sodomites? Like why should we do this?
To protect children. Because the more people who are awake to the fact that these are disgusting, filthy predators who hate the Lord Jesus Christ and who hate righteousness and want to defile everything that's innocent, then the more people are going to take steps to protect children. If you love children today, you will hate faggots. It's that simple. And I want to protect children. And to me, that's the most compelling reason for preachers to rip face on this issue, is to protect the innocent, to protect the children.
Man, I think that's a really compelling point. I mean, for me, when I saw some of the statistics of how many children these people hurt, and, you know, how many times they hurt these children and stuff, the numbers are so staggering and they're so mind-boggling that I just don't see how any normal person would not be offended at this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like most everybody hates pedophiles. Like, that seems like pretty universal. People hate pedophiles. You know, we're just trying to show the link. Like, pedophiles are sodomites. Sodomites are pedophiles. Fags are pedophiles. And that's why people always hated them, is because they associated the two. What mainstream media and the news and all of this deception has really tried to do, they've tried to split and divert the difference between a pedophile and a sodomite. We didn't have this in their documentary very much, but Alfred Kinsey, a faggot himself, you say that in the film, but he did kind of led the charge into trying to normalize, you know, the idea of sodomites and trying to make it where they weren't pedophiles and stuff. So they would say, like, a sodomite who's, you know, molesting boys is not a fag because he doesn't have a male partner, he's married. But here's the thing, when you read Judges 19 and Genesis 19, they were all married and they're still molesting children and whatever. They're still a sodomite, they're still a pedophile. They try to do these clever tricks to try and downplay the statistics and downplay what they're doing in society. But you know what, CDC, they still say that they're 50 times more likely to get AIDS. There's other articles that show even higher percentages than that. And look, you need to click on the link. You need to watch this film. You watch all 2 hours and 1 minute of it. Hey, we gave you a lot to chew on, all right? I kept telling Ben, let's cut it, and he just kept adding. So he just added more and more content. But you know what? It's great. You watch every minute of it. And you know, even if you don't like it, you watch it. You eat your broccoli. You eat your carrots, your asparagus, and everything. And you know what? It's filled with Bible. And people need to wake up today. I'm not backing down. I'm not getting soft on this doctrine. I'm only going to preach on it more. And I'm so glad that this documentary came to fruition.
Right.
Thanks for working with me on it, Ben.
It's my pleasure. You know, there's nothing better than being on the front lines of this war. There's nothing better than being able to contribute on the right side of this war. And this is a war. Obviously, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. But you know what? If you're not on the Lord's side, if you don't love the Lord Jesus Christ, then you ought to be anathema maranatha, in my opinion, because I have no more patience for you. I have no more patience for fag hags. I have no more patience for people who won't admit that these beasts are degenerate and vile, and we need to do something about it. We need to wake as many people up as possible about this issue. So we're coming up here almost ready for this documentary to be released.
You're under 60 seconds. You need to click. If you're still listening to me, click on the link.
Just get out of here.
Get away from me. Don't listen to me.
Forget
anymore.
About us.
Go to the link. Click down below. I'm going to post it again. Get out of here. We appreciate your support. Go watch the film. You don't want to miss the beginning of this film. It's super epic. You need to get in there.
There it is in the chat again.
I still see 157 on my screen.
Out.
I hope that's a mistake. Click on the link. You watch the film. Tell us what you think. We're super excited about this. And, you know, I'm really glad that you worked with me on this. You know, I'm thrilled that people are going to watch it.
Me too. It's finally come to fruition. We've crossed the finish line here, and what are we at? Less than 60 seconds to go.
All right.
And
let's sign off so people just be forced to get over there. You know, give us a last word, and we're going to cut this thing.
I hate fags.
Hey, I couldn't agree with you more. If a man lie with mankind, does he also lie with woman? both of them have